Sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us who have recourse to Thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Gospel, we hear the story of the healing of 10 lepers by our Lord Jesus Christ. We often hear in the Gospel about leprosy, but many times we have only a very vague concept of this disease because in our civilized world we are usually not confronted with people who suffer under this terrible sickness. I myself was shocked to see such people last April when I visited Rome with two of our young priests. We were visiting the Mamertine prison, in which, by the way, St. Peter was held captive. After the visit, we were sitting outside the prison for a little rest. Suddenly, a lady who was sitting just outside the prison captured our attention. She was completely covered with clothing from head to feet. Her head and face were completely covered with a headscarf, so that you could not see her face. Only a little hole in front or in her headscarf permitted her to breathe. She walked forward, bent over, and she rattled with her little money bags in order that the people might pay attention. And give her maybe some money. This was really shocking for me because I didn't think leprosy existed anymore today. One of our priests went up to her and gave her some money and asked her whether she suffered from leprosy, to which she affirmed that she does. Leprosy, with which these men in today's Gospel were infected, was a very loathsome and painful disease, and generally incurable. The body of the leper became gradually covered with ulcers which festered and ate into the flesh, causing it to fall away from the bone. As leprosy was very contagious, those who were afflicted with it were obliged, according to the law of Moses, to separate themselves from the healthy and lie in distant places. Several of those unfortunate persons generally associated together and lived a sort of community life in huts erected especially for them in order to assist one another. As they could not be nursed by the healthy, hence we need not wonder that the Gospel speaks of 10 lepers together. They stood afar off. This was owing to the Mosaic law which forbade lepers to approach the healthy when they met anyone on the road. They were obliged to stop, cover their mouth with a cloth, and cry out from distance, "I am unclean, I am unclean." And as he entered into a certain town, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off and lifted up their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." an incident of healing similar to the one in today's gospel happened at Lourdes in France. A lady who was paralyzed and who was forced to use a wheelchair went to Lourdes with the great hope that she will be cured. So she was taken to the famous procession of the Blessed Sacrament, in which everyone is blessed individually with the Blessed Sacrament. So this lady was sitting in her wheelchair in the first row or line in front. So the bishop came closer and closer to her, and before she actually was blessed by the bishop with the Blessed Sacrament, exposed in the monstrance, she cried out in a prayer which everybody surprised: "Lord Jesus Christ, cure me." After that, she was blessed by the bishop with the monstrance. And do you know what happened? Nothing happened. She was very disappointed. She came with so much hope, and now nothing happened. So the bishop moved on with the monstrance, and she cried out again, "Lord Jesus Christ, you did not cure me. I will tell this to your mother." And after this, she was cured from her infirmities. This is the power of our Blessed Lady over the heart of her Divine Son. In today's Gospel, Christ heals 10 lepers. In the language of the Gospel, and according to the Church Fathers, leprosy is a vivid symbol of heresy, but also a vivid picture for men in the state of mortal sin, a man who lives as an enemy of God. The soul of such a man in sin is like the body of a man who suffers under leprosy. In the month of August, we look up to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which you see on the main altar, on the Gospel side, and also on that little shrine. Last Wednesday, we celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is full of love towards man, in particular towards the lepers of our days, that is to say, towards those souls which are living as an enemy of God, as sinners far from God. St. Dominic cries out after night of prayer, "What will happen to the poor sinners if no one prays for them and offers up sacrifices for them?" And Pope Pius XII said, "It is a terrible mystery that the salvation of souls depends upon our prayers and sacrifices." That was the reason why in the plan of the Divine Providence, our Lord instituted the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by the apparition of our Blessed Lady to the three little children, Lucy, Jacinta, and Francesco, at Fatima, at the beginning of the 20th century, as a means to save the souls of the poor sinners. Before the year 1917, before the actual apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, an angel appeared to the three little children and prepared them for the great apparition of Our Lady. The angel appeared three times to the children, At the second time the angel appeared and said, "What you are doing, pray much. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have special designs of mercy on you. Offer constantly to the Most High prayers and sacrifices." "What sacrifices?" asked one of the children. "Offer a sacrifice of everything you can in reparation for the sins which offend him and in supplication for the conversion of sinners." After the angel prepared the three little children, Our Lady herself appeared to them in order to reveal her Immaculate Heart as a mean of salvation in our days. At the third apparition, after the little ones had had the vision of hell, she said, "You see the hell to which poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish devotion to my Immaculate Heart." Only two of the three children survived the great worldwide flu epidemic. Little Jacinta, before she died, urged Lucy, "When the time comes, proclaim clearly that the good Lord bestows his graces through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Say that we must never delay to ask these of her. Say that the Sacred Heart of Jesus wishes to be honored together with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and that we should all beg peace from this heart, because God has entrusted peace to her care. The Heart of Jesus wishes to be honored together with that of the Immaculate Heart of Mary." Jesus and Mary are loved and honored always by Christians together. Devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary does not begin at Fatima. The cradle of this devotion was in Germany in the Middle Ages. Well known is the great devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary by St. Hermann Joseph of Steinfeld, St. Mechthild, and our St. Great Gertrude. They was very devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In Christian art, the Heart of Mary, Immaculate, is very often shown as a heart surrounded by flames and often surrounded by flowers. And it is shown with one or seven thoughts which indicate the sorrows of this Immaculate Heart. The flowers which surround this heart have a special meaning in the message of Fatima. Our Lady promises to those who practice this devotion to her Immaculate Heart eternal salvation. Those souls which practice this devotion, she will bring like flowers before the throne of God. Our Lady declared that she herself and her Divine Son wish the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary established and practiced in the whole world. Why? Firstly, to honor her Immaculate Heart, and secondly, to console her and make reparation to her for the insults offered her by sinful men. She will bestow abundant graces on all who practice this devotion and will save the world from the awful calamities that threaten it. Our Lady asked for reparation for the insults which are committed against her Immaculate Heart. On December 10th, in 1925, the Most Holy Virgin appeared to Lucy at Pontevedra, and besides her, born by a luminous cloud, was the child Jesus. The Most Holy Virgin put her hand on her shoulder and showed her at the same time a heart surrounded by thorns, which she held in the other hand. At the same moment, the child, Jesus, said to her, "Have compassion on the heart of your Most Holy Mother, covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment. And there is no one to make an act of reparation to remove them." Then the Most Holy Virgin said, "Look, my daughter, at my heart surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for salvation all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months shall receive the sacrament of confession, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary with the intention of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart." This is well known as the great promise of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. For those who make reparation to her Immaculate Heart. If you didn't make it the first Saturdays yet, begin next Saturday. If you already made them, make them again. My dear faithful, remember, if you really desire that Our Lady hears your prayers, you must first fulfill her desires, her requests. So let us make reparation to her Immaculate Heart. Pray the Rosary every day. Pray the Rosary in the family. Keep especially the first Saturdays as she desired. Make a communion of reparation from time to time in order to console the heart of Mary, to make reparation. If you do so, you and your families will be bestowed with many graces from Our Lady, and she will make sure that you attain your final reward in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.